KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight and Saturday. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 40 knots, becoming south 30 after midnight, seas 14 feet with rain. And Saturday, southwest winds 40 knots, becoming south 30 in the afternoon, seas 18 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning Saturday. Today, south winds 30 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, becoming west 30 after midnight, seas 14 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 17 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarishef, gale warning today. Today, south winds 40 knots, diminishing to 25 in the afternoon, seas 20 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 13 feet. And Saturday, east winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet with rain and snow. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today and Saturday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, becoming southwest after midnight, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. And Saturday, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarishef, gale warning today. Today, south winds 40 knots, diminishing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, east winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. South winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 50 in the morning. Tonight, rain. Then scattered rain showers and snow showers after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 1 inch. Lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s. West winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 after midnight. And Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of snow in the morning, then snow and rain in the afternoon. Precipitation may be heavy at times, and snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, shifting to southeast 20 to 35 in the afternoon. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 12:11 a.m. at 5 feet, 3 inches, a low at 4:18 a.m. at 4 feet, 1 inch, a low at 10:38 a.m. at 8 feet, 3 inches, and a low at 6:17 p.m., a minus tide of 9 inches. Your sun rose at 10:03 this morning, and your sun will set at 5:36, giving us 7 hours and 33 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day. It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull tab sales clerk. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in King Cove or Sandpoint. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist, and a family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for False Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Akutan. community announcements. Sandpoint and King Cove basketball continues today with the Eagles versus the T-Jacks at 6:30 here in Sandpoint, and the Rookies versus the Lady Eagles at 7:30 in King Cove. You can watch for free in person, courtesy of KSDP, and you can listen live on 88.1 FM in King Cove or 8:30 AM in Sandpoint. Good luck, teams. And today is January 10th, 2025. Happy birthday to Eileen Dushkin. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great
day. KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint.
K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
KOLD 91.9 FM Cold Bay.
KFPS 88.1 FM Falls Pass.
KKQA 88.1 FM Accutan, Alaska.
But I can see no sugar tonight. Check on the air. can see you in the morning when you go to school. Don't forget your books, you know you gotta learn the golden rule. The teacher tells you stop your play and get on with your work. And be like Johnny Too Good, don't you know he never shirks. He's coming along. Thank you.
clear my head from what went down last night. I know we both have our own little ways, but somehow we keep it together. You hear me talk, but you don't hear what I say.
You're listening to KSDP Sandpoint and K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
And now KAEB 91.9 FM in Sandpoint.
Put you on your My mom's health declined. I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.